Hello. Hello.
Yes, I. My name is Helen Shannon, and I have a charge on my credit card from you, and I've had it for the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 months. I've never been able to get through to you, but I don't know what this charge is, and can you tell me why I'm being charged $39.99 a month from here?
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Cassandra, so I can help you today. Can I have your zip code?
43207. I've been trying for the last 3 months to get through, and the phone normally rings till it cuts me off. I've never been able to even get an answer.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Helen Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
I don't have it.
Pardon? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, Helen, can you verify your shipping address for me, Helen?
1642 Koble, that's K-O-E for Edward, B for Boy, E-L Road, Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Thank you for the information, Helen. Just give me a moment, my sister, Miss Hill, baby.
Well, okay. I don't even know when this started. I hadn't even noticed it until about 4 months ago, and I've been trying and trying to get through. I can't even get through to my credit card to dispute it.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see a charge on the ninth for $39.99.
But what is this? I've never bought anything from you. I don't even know who you are.
Yes, ma'am.
What is this?
Yes, ma'am. It's showing the Hero Bot app.
It's on what?
A Hero Bot app. I think that's a fitness app.
I have no idea what this is. I've never heard of it before.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on. The reason why you have those charges, because it's connected to the first initial charge that you made on August the 4th, where you paid $5.74 to win. It's showing on your kitchen. I'm not really sure what it was, but it looked like it could have been some set of pot. This is showing KitchenAid. Do you remember back in August you paid $5.74 for a kitchen?
Well, it's something they said I'd won. I remember doing something where they said I had won something, and all I had to do was pay the shipping.
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, that was a sweepstakes entry. And since you didn't win, you did not win, they billed you. And each time they billed you, it increases your chances of winning.
Well,
winning that, ma'am. And also with that came the Hero Bot, which is a fitness app. Yes, ma'am. That was connected to that sweepstakes with that KitchenAid.
Okay, so how do I stop this?
You can counsel it with me. I can counsel it.
Well, yes, because
okay.
Yeah, because I said that I don't even remember when it started. I just noticed all at once it started, and I thought, well, now this is incredible hardware experience, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And I've not been able to get it through to you. I've not been able to get through to the. So if you don't win, they just.
Yes, man, they build you, and each time they charge you, and each time it increases your chances.
Well,
like, yes, man.
Oh, man. Well, make sure it gets off my account because I'm 80 years old trying to get, I couldn't figure out why it's not going down. And with my interest and with that, it's wiping out the payment I made every month. That's when I noticed it. And I thought, well, now I've been paying $100 a month on my credit card. Why is it not going down? And then I got looking, so I started calling. I was on the phone on hold one day to you for 45 minutes, and it finally cut the call off.
Yes, ma'am, I see.
I've not even been in.
Yes, ma'am, I see. Well, a few times, I guess your bank or your credit card declined some of those charges.
Well, because every time you do, it's running my thing up, and I've not been using the credit card in the last few months, trying to get it paid, trying to get my cards paid down. Because I'm going to call and cancel my credit card to get it to quit coming through here. I'm surprised my credit card never notified me about it if it, you know, if it went over. A lot of this stuff is all misleading. That's why I quit even looking at stuff that they tell me is free. Is there any way that you could credit my account on this bill right here, or I just have to eat this one?
Okay, ma'am. I can give you some of your money back, but not a full refund.
Oh, well, I knew you couldn't do a whole refund. If I just get one back,
ma'am?
I just try to get my credit card straightened out.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, I get things all the time, but I haven't even looked at them. The Home Depot and all these places that I've won this, I've won that, and all I have to do is pay for shipping. I don't even open this stuff anymore.
Okay, ma'am, I can give you $14 back. $14 of that $39.99. Hello?
Yeah, do what? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, I can give you 35% of that, 35% refund of that, and that's $14.
Okay. All right, well, that's better than nothing, but I want to make sure that it's canceled, that nothing else comes out of my credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I do apologize, ma'am, for the long wait. It just is.
Well, that's okay. Just so I get it straightened out, because this had me totally blindsided because I could not figure out what it was.
Okay, Shannon. So I do have a cancellation number for you if you wanted to write it down.
Okay. Let me okay, what is it?
C is in Charlie.
C is in Charlie.
263-263-158-119-119.
Yes, okay, so it is, now what will you do, put the 14 back on my card, or?
Yes, ma'am, it should be on a 3 to 5 business day, Sunday day.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much, honey, because I've been all jobbed in the last 3 months trying to get through to someone.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling, for some support.
All right, thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.